call this budget workshop to order at 3:35.
2:35.
2:35.
2:35. Ready. Thank you. Mr. Finance Officer, would you like to take the lead?
Ms. Jennifer is still making some more copies and all. And first of all, I'd like to apologize to everybody for starting late. We have been met with all the department heads this morning and went through the budget to check all the numbers, make sure everything matched what they had talked about, to go over some things to try and see if there were any savings that we could realize, any other ideas that they had about things. And then as a result of that, Jennifer was updating all of your reports. And what you have now is this is yours. Thank you. The latest version, and we have two different things actually. You should have a copy of the revenue worksheet report, and then you should have a copy of the expense worksheet report.
Okay.
The revenue worksheet report is much shorter. And I know y'all, I don't know if y'all want to go through these page by page, item by item. I would like to bring to your attention.
That's fine.
That's where it's totaled. That number, the total there, the $1,357,766.94, is not the correct number. And that's what Sonny and I were just going over. And we have to go back through here and figure out where the difference is. But the number that Sonny has, and the number that we're going to use in the budget, is $1,294,681.30. And the revenues in the Water and Sewer Fund are budgeted at $1,309,266.67, which would give us a surplus of $14,585 in the Water and Sewer Fund. So if you want to change that total on page 35, the total for the fund total for the water fund to $1,294,681.30. And Jennifer and I will work through this and find out where the discrepancy is between this report and the numbers that Sonny has given us. And have that for you by Tuesday.
Water and sewer, that doesn't include stormwater.
You know, that's the stormwater is a
separate line item,
and it's balanced. The stormwater fund starts on page 37, and it is balanced between revenues and expenditures at $137,745.25.
Saying is the 155
sure you said it.
Yes, sir. On page 35, if you'll change that number. To 1294-68130.
$2,872,601.
total budgeted revenues for the general fund are 2,556,317, which leaves a gap of $316,284.
Tell us again where the total expense line is for the general fund.
Okay, hold on just a second.
Page 35. Not 35, I copied that.
Page 35 is the water and sewer.
Yeah, 27 is the general fund.
And we'll have everything. This is close here. And what we need to do is talk about this a little, because what I was going to propose is if you look at the audit report that we got in December, the auditor said the general fund brought forward from 2008-2009 budget was around $300,000. He also said that the carry forward from previous years, we had about $400,000, as he put it, to spend as we wish. So what I was going to recommend to y'all is that we take some portion of that, whatever we're comfortable with, and use it to make up the difference. That's money that's uncommitted, it's carried forward, it doesn't affect our reserve balance. Our reserve balance would still be between 40 and 45% of our funding, which is well above the threshold required by the state.
Sonny, have you had any discussions with Carolina Beach about anything else to restore? I mean, I know you hadn't had a meeting, but you've touched base with them on anything.
Yeah, I think we're ready to set up a big place to set a new rate.
We asked the question, you know, if they were planning on any additions or anything, and they told us that they had nothing that they were
not this budget here.
They're under the same restraints we are. It has to be in this year's budget if it's going to go up. And they told you they don't think it will.
If you, I can go back through.
So we are out short here.
Roughly $316,000 in the general fund. Everything else is passed.
So if we took a portion of the overage from the previous year's budget, apply some portion of that towards this, were you proposing that we use the whole?
No. If you look at what the auditor said in his report, fiscal year, the County Carrie Beach's governmental funds reported an ending fund balance of $1,330,118. Approximately 30% of this total amount of $404,000 is available for spending at the government's discretion. And my recommendation would be that we wouldn't use all of that. We'd leave ourselves a substantial margin of error. So what we'd have to do is if we took like $300,000 of it, which is the amount that he reported as a appropriate fund down for surplus for that fiscal year.
So we're going to have the rest of that all put together next Tuesday.
The rest of what put together?
Well, what I want to take care of the deficit we
can't have a minus. Well, that's what I'm saying. What we can do, Barry, is if you go back to the spreadsheet that we had at the May 18th meeting, we listed here fund balance appropriate and listed that as zero.
Right.
But if we decided to put that number in there, the 300,000,
right,
that would leave us about a $16,000 gap, which is where we could find.
Okay.
So that's what I'm asking the council to do, is if that's how you want us to proceed. see, or if you want to look it up, some other combination of, I mean, there are different ways to do it. We can raise taxes, we can go back through and cut more spending if we think that's possible. We can do a combination of those things. We can and use this money from the fund balance forward.
Okay, so we do that with the $300,000, and we only are $16,000 plus short. Could we ask our departments to see if they might be able to help in some of this? I mean, that they are very good at this, from my experience in the past.
And this morning, the department heads and I went through all of this line by line and looked at it. We made some adjustments. They cut some things, which narrowed part of it. We had a much bigger gap the last time. You know, I gave you all a summary of the numbers. It was up over $400,000. Through a combination of, we did some things. We actually had better revenue estimates. We also, everybody looked at their budget and suggested some things. But yes, we could certainly do that. I think at this point, the department heads would want some guidance from the council about what they're supposed to cut. Because they, and y'all speak up, but what they told me this morning is they felt like their budget requests, were pretty bare bones. And if you compare their requests,
they look, pretty similar to last year. There wasn't a whole lot of disparity one way or the other.
There's about $20,000 in here for requests for nonprofits. We had them up.
Go down $11,000.
No, it's $11,000. That's a start.
And there are things that we can look at, like in the community center budget. They had their actual budget for operations was about $11,000. They had included some additional money for some improvements to the building and stuff like that. And we can look at trimming that back. Like I said, I'm sure we can find $30,000 more that we can trim out of this without effort.
Have you turned in your list with all the things that you wanted to look at from the last budget? Have you got anything in your department that you're
ready? No, I'm not ready.
How much did your budget go up this year, John?
You can look on, if you look at, this worksheet has last year's budget and this year's request.
It's actually, $5,000 cheaper than last year's budget.
All right, man. And let's go through each department and see what's going up. See.
And he said it went down. It's $5,000 cheaper this year than it was last year.
He bought some software or something last year, didn't he, John?
Yeah. Already $5,000 down. So. Yeah.
Have you got any numbers in there, John, about Amy? Or what status exactly on the issue of coming back? Or?
Yes, sir. She is coming back.
Can you factor that in?
A little bit of effort in because her kids kind of fluctuate how much she actually does work for me here and there.
I've got a question right here on the expense worksheet.
What page?
Page 5. Line item 10, item 412, item 00, item 00. Original budget, current budget.
For purposes of our budget, the column that you need to be looking at is department. The The original budget and the current budget and the extended encumbered all refer to the 2009-2010 budget. So we're only really looking at the last three columns on this page.
Okay.
So, and in the case of the departmental request on this page, what we looked at is the request either came from the committee or we looked at last year's budget and compared it to what we actually spent. Come up with the number.
On page one, you've got board members' pay at 13.5. I mean, we've asked these people to cut theirs for the last couple of years. See why we can't cut ours.
I mean, that's why we're here today. Yeah. You all to start talking about what you all want to do.
I mean, that's a possibility. John, he's got a town credit card, the gas allowances, I think that might be need to be looked at. Where are we at, Tim? I don't know which page you're on. With the change in administration staff.
Well,
what kind of wash was that?
If you look at last year in the administration department, we had something like $234,000. We haven't completely dispersed all of that money. The administration department now because it includes some of the debt service on town hall and also we're accounting for the sales tax. The way it was set up last year is all of the sales tax that we get reimbursed for anything that Sonny or Dennis or Harold buys or John, it was accounted for in this. So we're going to have to, between now and the next budget, we're going to take all of these line items and move them somewhere else.
Jennifer, still working on something?
She's right there.
Jennifer. Oh, I didn't see you back there. Sorry. What percentage, what kind of money are we talking about the increases in insurance for the town employees? You got a number that percentage would equate to? That's all for the entire year?
Per month.
Okay.
Per employee.
It's 14 grand there if the employees took the hit. A lot of stuff in there that we look at. Jim, did you ever, and I know it's a small amount, your telephone at 100 and whatever it is a month, do we ever revisit that, find out why yours is 105 and everybody else gets 35?
No, mine's a telephone.
Okay. Well, do you need a town phone or can you do like the rest of the
council?
Well, that would be one suggestion.
That was given to me.
That's 12 minutes.
I'm not even sure where that is. It's like a line item.
That comes out of 10-420 is the county telephone.
10-410?
10-410, yeah.
And there's a lot of good stuff in there. The air cards for these computers for the tax administration, I have no idea why they need those. And if you really want to go through it, there's a lot of little things in here that could. And that will lock. This is a good weekend to go through it, Barry.
Yeah, that was why we had these at the last meeting. Y'all got a copy of this for a few of
you. Yeah.
Well, I like that. There's a question right there.
Oh, Jim, I'm sorry.
I'm trying to go through and match numbers from last year to this year. And I noticed there's a pretty big jump in the finance department in terms of overall departmental budgets. of over $30,000, and I don't know if there are subtle differences in the way.
What page, excuse me, Jim, what page is that on yours?
It's your worksheets. It's the finance department,
page 6.
Their general fund, right. The finance department,
page 6.
Last year was $108,000, now it's $139,000. Sorry, Mr. Bickler.
What you're going to see, Jim, is that some of the salaries that were, let me back up, and some of the salaries that were in administration, we have that number, like I say, was about $234,000 for the total in administration. It's back down to $108,000. But some of those functions and the salaries that were associated with that have been redistributed to the town clerk, to finance.
That's what it's hard to match apples to apples.
Right, it is. And in fact, like I said, this whole section that's labeled administration, which is the 10-420 code, we're going to have to spend, after we get the budget through, we're going to have to go through all of that and move all of those, because we don't have an administration department anymore, and go back to, you know, somewhere where we put all of those things, either in the town clerk or in finance or in one of the departments, depending on what the function is.
And I did notice that in the, hopefully I've got the right numbers here, it's on the scrambling sheets of paper, that the water fund has a court case line entry now, I think for the first time, that I'm aware of anyhow, about $13,500. Yet the general fund finance area is equal to last year, so it's been a jump there from a budgeting standpoint for legal work. And I'm just wondering why we have $13,500 worth of legal work in the water fund.
Which page are you on? There are page numbers.
It's number 29.
Page 29. What are you looking at?
Page 29. It's water fund.
Yeah.
It's the 30-470-04 attorney retainer fee of $9,300, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Departmental legal is $13,560.
That's the total of those four lines.
Yeah, but why is that in the water fund? I don't think we've ever had an entry in the water fund for.
Actually, according to this sheet, Jim, if you look over at the current budget, that's the current budget number, that 13,560, is exactly what was in last year's budget. The department request is what we're proposing for this budget. So essentially what Andy told us was to use last year's numbers for all of his legal fees. So that 13,560 was in last year, in the old.
Understood, but the expense line, I think, shows $4,800, which I guess is part of Andy's salary. We've never had any action, if you would, quote action. We've never used that number. So the question is, why would we have a legal line in the water fund?
Because part of it
was money, right?
Yeah. No, I'm not sure if I'm misunderstanding your question or something. But that $4,818 is the money that has already been expended in the 2009-2010 fiscal budget.
Which is part of this salary.
Yes, sir. So that was there last year. All we've done was do the same thing this year.
Understood. But there's never been any court cases or use of the rest of the budget. It's always been zero.
Okay.
So if you're looking for money, I'm just saying that might be a place to go, unless you feel we're going to have court case hearings, etc., that come out of the water fund.
I mean, we can take that out. That the water fund is not out of balance, so that's not. I mean,
I may be wrong, perhaps I'm misinterpreting how this retainer is being applied. It's just a percentage of the overall retainer, and each one of each department, I would think. Is that correct?
Well, Andy,
is that pretty close to how it's working?
Yes.
Okay. Not rocket science.
increase, or however, we gotta do it some kind of order to come up with the 316. So I think we can sit and look for a buck here and a buck there, and look if it's not in order, we aren't gonna know.
Well, first I think we need to decide what we're gonna do about that 300. And then all we need to worry about is the 16,000.
Well,
is that correct? Assuming that way, reasoning that way.
Well, if we need to decide if we're going to use some of that appropriate fund balance, what number we're going to use, and then that sort of backs us into what else we have to do. Either it's cutting things or raising taxes or whatever.
Well, what is your suggestion, sir?
Well, my suggestion was that we use $300,000 that was carried forward from the 08-09, and like I said, that we can find the $16,000. I'm confident that I can wiggle that out, and we'd be fine.
Personally, I feel comfortable with that.
What's that leave in the reserves?
It would still leave us about $1.3 million in the general fund reserve.
And there would be another 100,000 or so going towards from the 400 and whatever it was at the end of the night.
I don't even know if there's a need at this point to be discussing, just to make sure. Is it important for us to also talk about the park in the next year's budget and the year after that? Whether possibly we should have a separate fund put aside to start putting money into that?
The ocean front market, not the
For the
main
one,
the frisbee's covered by the park bond money, so it's.
Well, what we and this is something that Jennifer and I have been working on. Do you have a copy? You know that 5-year debt service spreadsheet that you did. The park paid down the 1.1. I mean, that 114 that we've got in the budget this year is going to stay the same each year. And then everything else we're doing in the park so far is covered by grants. So, y'all got a copy of it in last month or the month before packing. But if you take the town debt over the next 5 years, it actually comes down because we've got quite a few things dropping off. We talked this morning about two of the fire trucks, those payments will drop off. Now, having said that, we know that in 2014 we're probably going to have to buy a $450,000 fire truck. And one of the things that I had when we started this year, I hoped that we'd be able to put away part of the down payment each year for the next 3 years between now and then. In order to do that, we have to figure out, some other things. But if we were going to put down like a 25% down payment on $450,000, we're looking at
$100,000. That's a lot of $100,000.
So we'd be having to put away about $30,000 a year toward that.
Okay, thank you. The other thing, at least I want to think about is if we're going to talk about raising taxes, there's two ways to do it. Putting off as long as you can and then just a big bite, or doing it incrementally where the pain isn't so much. It seems like historically in the past we've done a big bite portion. It may be something to look at to make sure that the citizens are aware, obviously, that we are spending their money the way that they'd like us to spend it, but the fact that government costs, and if they want services, it's going to have to be paid for, and services aren't getting any cheaper, they're getting more expensive.
But, and you're right, and that's something that, that's one of the reasons we're having this meeting today and having this discussion. One thing that, that in my mind, like last year, we didn't raise the tax rate, but we took garbage collections out of the general fund and started collecting the fee for it. So essentially, we, you know, raised
another source of revenue.
Yeah. And so we did that sort of last year. And it looks like last year's budget, from what everybody's telling me, is we're going to come in under our budgeted expenditures in every department for last year. The year before that, you know, we didn't have a tax increase, but the town still, like the auditor said in December, you know, we had $300,000 to the good on the budget. There's a balance here, you know, and one of the things that I'm really concerned about, and I've talked with Jennifer about this, and one of the reasons that I wanted to set up that Citizens Budget and Finance Advisory Committee is how can we improve our budgeting and reporting so that we really know that when we say our budget is $2,500,000, that that's what we're going to spend, you know. But if we budget $2,500,000, and say we were to raise taxes to cover that, and then we only spent $2,200,000, you know, that's what concerns me.
Yeah. No, and it's the same thing with citizens. They don't want to be caught short, they also don't want to be beat up.
Right. The other thing we need to think about is what is really the appropriate number for the reserve fund. You know, the state requires 8%. We've got somewhere between 40 and 45% in the general fund reserve fund. Now, we're of each community. We're subject to hurricanes. You know, I remember David Hagler 5 or 6 years ago went through an exercise where we took the worst hurricane, how much it cost the town, you know, to recover from that, and we set that, you know, the 8% required by law plus that amount as the reserve fund. And that's, you know, sort of where we are now. So that's another thing that we need to think about as part of this.
Yeah, whether we're still comfortable with that or not. Yeah, because
we may be
looking at an interesting
year.
Hey, Tony.
How is the town figuring on if we're going to do any expansion in the different projects at the different committees? Let's say, like, Slack, where I introduced all those items. Are we going to go ahead with them, or how is the money that's going to affect those? Where is that located? It's not really located.
There's not anything listed in the budget now, and that's, I'm glad you brought it up, because that's one of the things we have to talk about. Do we want to put some seed money in the budget for some things like that so we can get started with it?
Right.
Yes, Jim.
I think Tim's got a good point. The state has different numbers that they recommend. My number, Tim, has always been that the Treasury Department mentioned to me was 25% of your general fund, your operating budget, if you would. So the community is, to your point, in the pink right now, because for the past couple of years we've added some significant dollars back. And the department heads have always done an unbelievably good job day to day of watching expenses, and the budget is always worst case scenario. So you always expect you're going to have some positive residue at the end of each year, barring any of the big events. And I know Sonny always had the biggest challenge because some of his expense lines are huge. You know, you have $50,000 pieces of equipment that may or may not go down. So he protects himself wisely so, and protects the community that way. So there is that little bit of a gamble, and I think Jim Nugan also touched on it, that if you're too conservative, you kind of beat up the resident. If you're not conservative enough, you kind of leave yourself hanging. But it sure seems like, and you're in the right direction, that there is enough residue where some funds can come out of there. And rather than beat up people that are hearing county and state and federal tax increases, if we could somehow balance that equation here now, as you're indicating, I think that's a smart structure.
Thank you. And that's something that, you know, it's really comes down to a sort of a judgment call that we have to decide how we want to approach that. If we're looking at raising taxes, you know, a penny is about $150,000.
Yes, Mr. Starr.
But what about the these giant expenses that the town has hanging over its head with the $1 million park that we still have to pay for and the $400,000 fire truck that has to be paid for? Wouldn't it be better now to start putting aside money, you know, every year, you know, to so we've got that for when it's time to buy the fire truck, we've got the deposit, and when it's time to
save
for the park,
we've
got the money for it.
Karen, if you can persuade 1,200 of your friends and neighbors to that point of view, I think the council would go for it in a heartbeat.
Well, yeah, that's, you know.
Right.
That's they're going to be mad at you now, or they're going to be mad at you 3 years from now. Really mad at you 3 years from now.
I was just glad to hear Jim say he didn't think the town was in quite as bad a shape as it could have been.
Well, we do face some challenges. I mean, yeah. Revenues are down from last year. The expectation and the guidance that we got from the League of Municipalities is that revenues are going to be up for this year and they think next year. Who knows? You know, I mean, it could be if we hold the line this year, it could be that next year property values will go back up and, you know, it won't be as much of a challenge. I mean,
there's some stuff that we have no control over, too, Karen, that it kind of scares me. There's a good chance that the state employees' pension fund is going to go bankrupt. Real good chance. And that the insurance that the state employees have, there's a $200 or $300 million shortfall that will be coming due next year on that. So, yeah, we got some hard decisions to make. I agree with you. Chuck and I are working on the brochure to proceed with private donations with the park, which you brought up, and Progress Energy is already anxious to meet with us as a partner. We hope in the park, so hopefully we'll have some of that down to where it's manageable.
Well, I think it's manageable now. I mean,
well, with no encumbrance on citizens.
One of the things, and Jennifer can explain this, that we haven't included in here is the $95,000 grant that we think we're going to get or have been told we're going to get.
We budgeted it this year. We made a budget number for it. We haven't received it yet. It's $95,000 for the land acquisition. So you can always ask permission to use that $95,000 to the grant payment for the land acquisition payment.
So, and we haven't included it in this year's budget, but if we get that, once we realize that maxed that 114 down to the difference between 95 and 114, you know, like 20 grand. So, but we can't count that, or at least I don't feel comfortable counting it.
Or are you going to set up one more meeting with the department heads for Tuesday?
It'd have to be Tuesday, because I don't think they want to work on Memorial Day.
Well, I think I think all of us need to go from here early Tuesday morning.
I would say that, frankly, I'm a little disappointed, because y'all had a homework assignment, and I don't think anybody did. And y'all are going to get a bad grade. But seriously, this is something that, you know, everybody needs to look at. We went through it this morning. I've been through it. I'm reasonably satisfied that they've done their usual good job. There are probably some things we can cut, but there's nothing on the order of $300,000. I'm understanding what the mayor is suggesting. Here's what I'd like to do coming out of this meeting is take this latest spreadsheet, and again, there are some things that need to be corrected. As I pointed out, there's some numbers that we need to reconcile. But go through it. If there's anything that you think, you know, we can cut. In the meantime, I will go through it. If y'all are available Tuesday morning, we can look at it again, go through this one more time, and then what time are we meeting Tuesday afternoon? 2 o'clock. And what I'll kind of do is have, you know, this summary sheet that I gave you last week. We didn't do it today because we were going to look at all the line items, but I'll kind of have this summary sheet here, which is essentially what we'll do as the budget ordinance, and show the scenario with the fund balance forward and whatever cuts that I can identify. So, for Tuesday.
Hey, Jim. If I'm not mistaken, in your revenue side, because expenses look like they're pretty tight. On the revenue side, ad valorem tax was the biggest spread between last year and this year's budget. It's about the amount that you're short. I'm going with memory. Is there a projection as to what may happen ad valorem tax? Are you talking to the counties and conversations about what may happen?
Actually, the county sends us our tax base, and it was down about $400 million or something like that. It was a billion and change, and then it came down, you know, some.
How did it come down?
I think mostly foreclosures.
If you took it all the way to Raleigh, there a lot of people had their taxes reduced. A lot of. On my street, there were two of them that came down about $30,000 a piece.
They base it on, you know, like I say, the foreclosures and some estimate of what has happened, and so that the tax base came down. They didn't do a reevaluation, but their estimate of it came down. So
the condominiums that were valued at $600,000 were selling out at $279,000. And I know Archie and Wanda have had theirs reevaluated twice now. Both times are reductions.
Well, my point is that as homes and condos, et cetera, sell, that becomes the new tax base. I'm not so sure people are getting adjustments. At least my experience is that they're not, because I try to do it for our whole community and everything all done. So if somebody sells a house that was tax valued at $1 million, they sell it for $500,000, guess what? The tax base is around to $500,000. So that's the shortfall. Are they giving you any field projections that it may, are they going to do anything to generate more income? Are they going to have increases that result back to our increases here? Are they giving you any hope that line may improve?
No. And actually, we won't see any more estimates from them until next January or February when they give us for next year.
I had a lady come in, Jim, to town hall one Saturday morning. She's lived here for 3 or 4 years. And she wanted to know what we were going to get out of the increase in county taxes. And I said, nothing. We're not getting anything out of it. And she was in shock and said that the county commissioners had implied that with the sales tax, it would offset the property tax increase. And I said, well, you heard a different radio station than I did, because I never heard them say that. And I said, if all they really said was that when we voted for the bond referendum for the community college, those bonds, $163 million, are coming due, and that's why we got to go up part of it, not all of it, part of it. I said, and I never heard them say anything else but that. But anytime you have a bond referendum, it falls on the property owners. Everybody gets to vote, but the property owners pay it. And, you know, and she said, nobody had explained it to her. And I said, well, yeah, that's how it works. Yes, sir.
You said a minute ago that a million-dollar house sold for $500,000, so therefore the tax value is about $500,000. Did I hear that right? So if I sell my house for half the price,
by that,
it's now worth half the price. I believe we're going to sell it twice. So I sell it all by the
There are some other things that have affected revenues as well. For example, in last year's budget, we had budgeted or projected revenues of $40,000 from the $1.3 million that we've got in the bank. So we've earned about, what, $1,000 interest on that so far? And so we cut that $40,000 way back. And, you know, so there have been some ripple effects, you know, when the interest rate is, you know, 0.5%. We're not earning much on our.
Well, the good news is you haven't lost money. The bad news is you haven't gained it yet.
But it, well, my point is that that's part of why the revenue number is down.
So the big one is the...
Is, oh, yeah, obviously. Well, that's,
and that's all we've got.
Yeah.
The TDA, we're a fraction up where everybody else is down, so that's our one little silver lining in the clouds that we may, you know, at least have, and a lot of them have much less money than have. We may actually hold our ground on our TDA revenue.
But I mean, what you're all talking about here is great. I mean, you may find 5,000 here, 10,000 there, 1,000 there, but it's a big gap, and the big gap is at the morning. Our expense line doesn't look crazy. Yeah, there might be a few things that you tinker with, but it's going to be a philosophical call as to whether or not you use all of the general fund and then say, well, we're not going to use all the expense lines that we're budgeting for. History tells us that the guys and the ladies will do a better job, and you may end up using 100 grand, but not 300 grand, your general fund. And maybe you escape for one more year while you plan about, as Jen and Karen have talked about, those bigger expenses that are coming down the road, like the fire truck and things of that nature. Could be worse.
I mean, compared to some other communities, we're in fairly good shape. I mean, we actually have a choice. I think there's some other towns who, with the exception of Belleville, where they're cutting everything. There's budget and
everything. We had a good contract in the past few years that Belleville offers that. And you got some money to fall back on. Jeez, that's good. That's good then.
I'm still in shock because I might actually agree with you for once.
Oh, you're over it, I'm
sure. Oh, sure.
I know I will.
Keep in mind that you love your life, bro.
Anything else?
He's dead.
Audience, anything from y'all?
Cool.
Amanda, anything you'd like to quote me on today? There you go. Make sure you've got it, sweetheart.
So, what are my instructions?
Take care of it. He recommended that we all take a look at this to see what little tinkering we can do, and depending on what we agree on as far as the little tinkering, will determine how much.
I think we all need to have an itemized, you know, agenda of what we think we can do, where it should come from, and have it to Tim Tuesday morning.
If anybody feels that there should be something other than the recommendation, we can put that.
Your phone is toast.
Your phone is
toast. That balance is right there.
I think of all Tim's thoughts. Whether Tim gives you guys a number that he thinks you ought to keep in your general fund, and we'll see how that closes the gap for the commissioners after we work with the department heads, go back to 10, reverse the order if you will. But I think that's the goal, is how much do you want to keep in your general fund versus borrow from the general fund to close whatever the gap finally turns out to be, or you raise taxes.
Include that number on your list.
Okay.
On your list and F2. Okay.
How big would it be? It's an election year. You don't have to worry about anything.
If you're sitting up here and you don't worry about anything, you don't need to have this job. There are a lot of things in here, you know, just little nickel and dime stuff. I haven't had time to actually spend quality time with Jim.
Tony, it, my answer to your question is, in 2008, we raised taxes. And we did it, we had a consensus, and everything was fine. But we had gone through a process where we were really convinced that we needed to do that. I guess it might have been 2005, 2006. So, but I wouldn't, to me, raising taxes is the last resort. If we have a surplus in our general fund reserve, if we've met all of our obligations for having a reserve fund, and we have money left in that, then there's, you know, it's not like you and me. The town shouldn't accumulate wealth. You know, that's not what we're supposed to do. That belongs to y'all, to us, you know. And so if we are satisfied that the money that we have in the bank, the $1.3 million that we have in the bank, in the reserve fund for the general fund, we have a similar amount in the reserve for the water and sewer fund. If we're satisfied that that is an appropriate amount and we have money above that, then I think we should look first to draw that down before we raise taxes. So that's part of what this exercise is. Now, part of the consideration, like Karen said, is we need to be thinking 3 or 4 years out. And so, you know, do we draw that down and prepare for some other things? Do we do a combination of raising taxes and drawing that down? You know, that's what we're trying to do. But it's not, to me, you know, raising taxes would be after we've gone through all the other arithmetic and satisfied ourselves that that's the only answer.
Any other comments? I make a motion we close this work session.
Second.
All in favor? Say aye.
Aye.
Thank you all.
Thank you.
You need to come up. You need to get over here. There's some of the $30,000 that we start buying.
Like,